You're listening to eBay Radio, where we're always fast and free. Here is your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Studies show that buyers who know about eBay buyer protection spend up to 270% more on the site. Did you guys make that up? Is that real?
Big.
No, that is real.
Oh, wow. And now buyer protection is a brand new name that better sums up its promise. I can imagine why, but you think buyer protection, it's like we give you a shield or something? I mean, what does that mean, buyer protection? Here with us now to talk about the new eBay money back guarantee, which is just a rebranding.
What a concept.
I know. Our Geraldo Botello, haven't been with us for a while, Geraldo.
Yeah, no,
there's so much to talk about. I wish you'd come back more often. And he's the manager for eBay Buyer Protection, and Rich Matsura, director of eBay Seller Protection. So let's see, buyer protection with Geraldo, seller protection with, is there anyone we're missing?
I think we got it pretty well covered.
That's amazing. Well, thank you for coming on the show. We'll talk to you next time. See you next week. No, what is the eBay... what is the eBay money back guarantee, Geraldo?
So the eBay money back guarantee is the commitment that we make to buyers, that we all make to buyers on eBay, that they'll get the item that they ordered or they'll get their money back.
Yeah.
And it really is just our way to reinforce what all of the wonderful sellers are already doing and all the fantastic experience that the sellers are already providing on the site.
Yeah, so is it just a name change then?
It's broader than that. Oh. I mean, It has broader implications than just buyer protection.
Right, because it's easier to promote something called money back guarantee, which really opens your eyes, as opposed to, like I said, I think a lot of buyers. Correct me if I'm wrong. A lot of buyers didn't really know what that meant. Buyer protection,
right? And buyer protection is focused on eBay, whereas money back guarantee really it's something we can put on the site because the sellers are providing such a good experience.
That's fantastic.
So what if we already, as sellers, say we give a money back? We have a money back guarantee.
Yeah. Good question. Because, like, as a seller, I have a money back guarantee. Do these two things collide somehow? Or
no, there shouldn't be any collision, right?
Right.
Actually, the one thing I'll add here is from the program itself, there's not really a change to the rules and the policy.
Is that right?
When you're saying this is more encompassing and more broad, to a certain degree, and I think sellers have been offering these money back. I mean, we've already been asking sellers to offer these money back guarantees when people didn't get things as described and such.
Well, to Lee's question then, maybe it should be worded, what about sellers who do not communicate that, who actually say things like, you're on your own, there's no guarantee? I mean, is that sort of a conflict?
The underlying question is eBay buyer protection. So eBay buyer protection doesn't change. There are no changes to the policies or processes of eBay buyer protection. That still works just the same.
Good. Rich, does this affect how I sell on eBay?
So back to what Geraldo just said, from a policy perspective, because things aren't changing, this doesn't change how you're selling on eBay.
Okay, that's good.
Keep doing what you're doing. Provide great customer service.
So there's absolutely no changes to the buyer protection policy or the claims process associated with the eBay money-back guarantee.
That's what he said, Lee.
Nothing.
That's correct.
Okay. Just wanted to get that sure, because you know how people are.
It's tough for Lee right now because there's three men in a room together and she's all alone in San Diego. So.
Yes, I'm chopped liver.
No, you're not.
So everybody gets this on their listing, right? This isn't an opt-in or opt-out thing.
What this is, from a policy perspective, when we're looking at what was eBay buyer protection before, we were marketing that to buyers.
Yeah.
This is now something else. This is what eBay buyer protection becomes going forward. It's this money-back guarantee.
Right. Because I've seen it, like, in the banner. I've seen Linda's, wow, she's really looking good in that banner up there. Linda Talgo, I mean, she's, like, all over the site, so she has to look good. And she's the head of this, right? What is her role?
Would somebody please call HR?
It's already been done. They already know me. I'm the HR nightmare. Somebody reports this. Oh, it's Griff.
Actually, that's a good question around what is Linda's role in the organization?
Yeah.
She's the face of it. She heads up trust within eBay and our community. And one of the things that all of us roll up into one group, which is the trust group.
Yeah.
And we've done that purposely. So the buyer protection group, the seller protection group, we could be working together to make these changes together.
Yeah, it's great. So, Rich, you say this doesn't change how eBay protects sellers. Exactly how? Let's reiterate these points, because I think a lot of, you know how many times I hear this. eBay doesn't protect sellers. And I'm thinking, I sat next to this team. There's, you know, like 20 plus people there. They're all the day long. All they're doing is protecting sellers. So tell us how you protect sellers.
Let me throw a couple of pieces out, a couple specifically related to this program. One of the policies we launched, seller protection policies we launched, was if you win the claim, we're going to remove any of those negative feedback or low DSR scores.
That's a big step.
It's one of those where, yes, it seems like common sense, but it did feel pretty unfair when a seller would win that claim. They would get that negative feedback or a low DSR score, and it would stick on there.
I want to know what took you so long.
I know. We're working on these. We're listening to our sellers.
Oh,
we're
good.
Putting these policies in place that that we feel like they're just causing a lot of unfairness in the marketplace. I'm going to throw another one out there. It's ones that we've launched recently. Griff gave me this floor to talk about seller protection. I can go on for a while.
Please,
go ahead.
You're going to cut me off.
Well, you've got some time. Go ahead.
The other feedback removal policies that we launched recently,
yeah.
I think the big one is if you have that evidence in your listing, in your item specifics, for example, and the comment that is left by the buyer on why they left that negative feedback contradicts that item specific, we could remove that feedback.
So I have a specific case to ask you about them.
Go for it.
Oh, and it's not specific. It's a example.
Sounds good.
Somebody says the item measures 3 inches tall by 3 inches wide, and that's in the item specifics. And then the buyer leaves a feedback that's negative. It says, I thought it was bigger than this.
Yes, that would be removable.
See?
Very exciting.
Here's another one.
The sound of two hands clapping.
Here's another one we heard regularly. There's actually something called an item descript or the condition description field. A lot of sellers don't know about this, and they don't use it. And when you...
Where's that?
It's on the...
Is that item condition?
Form. It's a little item condition.
Yeah, I use
condition.
That all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, I use that.
When you fill in your information there, yeah. That'll protect you as well. So
you say there's a little chip on the side of the cup.
Right.
Perfect example. Little chip on the side of the cup. The buyer says, hey, there's a chip on the side of this cup.
Yes.
I'm going to leave a negative because of it. Because you put that in your item condition description, you're going to protect yourself from that negative feedback, and that can be removed.
So this is the incentive that a lot of sellers, not all sellers, some sellers just want to be clear with their buyers, but a lot of sellers, this is an incentive to use it, because if you really are descriptive about the item's condition, you put it into that box, you're covered, man.
Absolutely. If you're missing the charger from something you're saying, this is a case that came up recently with the seller I was talking to.
Really?
Put that missing charger, call that out in that item condition description field. And if you get the negative feedback because the buyer thought the charger was going to be in there, you can get that removed.
Go ahead.
An added benefit of that, having that there, is that maybe buyers will take more time to read.
Absolutely.
Because they know they don't read.
It shows up good in mobile as well. It's good to fill in the information there. You're going to have happier buyers.
So that's, if I had to take one thing away from today, and I always take more than one, but I would say that's the most important. A lot of people, I see so many listings where that's not even being filled in.
More people are starting to fill out the item specifics now. And the item specifics are those little, so every category has different item specifics. It says size or color, and you can select the different item specifics. If it's not there for what you want to put in, you can create
your
own.
And it'll still be valid.
Yeah. So item condition or item specifics and condition description, fill those in.
I love that.
How long does it take generally? Let's say I had that little chip on my cup and the buyer complained and gave me a negative.
Hmm.
How long does it take for me to be able to sleep at night?
So,
how many pills did you take?
The process here is, because eBay can't see a lot of this on the, where we can remove feedback automatically, we have a number of programs that are doing that as well. In a lot of these cases, we don't see or don't read, the machine can't read the M2M communications, right, and such that are going through in a number of cases. So you'd have to contact CS.
Oh.
And the customer support team can actually remove that feedback for you.
Oh.
And when it's removed, it happens right away, Lee.
So what's the best way for them to contact CS? Do they call?
Best way is to call.
All right, so I never knew that. I've been telling people
you have to
report
send flowers to.
Actually, calling
very
is
important.
Calling is
calling
better.
Is the way to go.
So what if somebody calls in, and I think I've heard of this happening a few times, and the customer support rep gives them wrong information. They have the case. They've got, you know, like what you said, the charger. I said it didn't have a charger. And they say, we can't remove that. Does that happen? I'd say,
does it happen? It probably does. Right? Yeah, we have a lot of agents that are working through these cases.
So the what one, happens if that happens?
you can tell them to call up Bridge.
You know what you have to do? I'd say what you need to do is call customer support. If you feel like this is something that absolutely needs to be removed because it violates policy, make sure you call customer support again to get most of our reps know our rules really well now.
Oh, that's good.
One of the complaints we got in the past was they weren't the reps that people were talking to weren't properly or we weren't training my team. We weren't training the CS agents, and it felt like they weren't getting the right information from customer support.
Yeah, I can guarantee you that was the case.
We spent a lot of time bringing them up to speed, and I'd say our reps are pretty up to speed with what we're doing.
So what I've heard, the other thing, and I know this isn't like one of the questions we said we'd ask you, I just want to make it real quick, is there's a balance between how much time a seller has to spend on pursuing a case and how quickly it can come off. So you say call. If they're put on the phone for hold, can they say call me back at a certain time?
Actually, they can.
Yeah, because I don't want to see myself. Our sellers. My sellers, suddenly I'm owning them. You're all my people now. I don't want to see sellers like wasting time over these.
Our customer support team is working quite a bit. I'm not up to date with the latest programs that they have, but they're working quite a bit to bring
Can you guys stick around?
I can stick around.
All right, we might get calls. This segment, it's brought to you by KevinToTheK.com. Call us, 888-723-4630 with your buyer or seller protection question on eBay Radio.
Our goal for the eBay Radio Show is to help our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. We want to know if you've got something to share that will help us achieve that goal. Please send your press releases, articles, and announcements to us at guest@voicemarketing.com. Please include your contact info so we can follow up with you if need be. Again, that email address is guest@voicemarketing.com. Is there something you'd like to tell us?
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Welcome to Sourcing Smarter, brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory.
Today's tip involves flippers and why eBayers should avoid them. Flippers are the middlemen between eBayers and the liquidators that hold direct contracts with manufacturers and retailers. Just as it sounds, flippers simply flip merchandise without ever seeing it. Some even set up their websites to mirror the site of the liquidator they buy from. When you purchase a specific lot, only then does the flipper purchase from their source and drop ship the product to you from the direct liquidator's warehouse at a stiff markup. Beware of this. Flippers have no control over the liquidator's inventory. You may not receive the merchandise you paid for. Flippers sell you the same product you could have gotten from the direct liquidator at a marked up price.
That's Sourcing Smarter, brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. For more product sourcing ideas, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay.
Cross-selling entices buyers into purchasing more of what you're selling. Unlike other cross-selling tools, Smart Gallery by PageMage lets you choose the exact items to promote. Selling silver earrings? Put jewelry boxes in your Smart Gallery. Selling shoes? Display matching handbags. Smart Gallery is a free eBay app. Feature related products or advertise your most profitable ones. Get started now with Smart Gallery at PageMage.com.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listing dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griff and Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.